The following is a class on the Song of the Broker, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on September 22, 2017, in Surabhi Kunj, India.
So this very nice song, the Song of the Broker by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, we often say in Hindi, nahi, nahi, nahi. He ends the song with nahi. I have no other shelter. Nahi ashray. Nahi ashray. We have no other shelter but Lord Nityananda. So now we'll read the translation and discuss. He begins saying that Borosukar kabor gai surabhi kunjete namahat kuleche kodanitai. I am singing news of great happiness, of the greatest happiness. At the place known as Surabhi Kunj, where we're sitting right in here, right now, in Sri Navadvip, the marketplace of the Holy Name has now been opened and Lord Nityananda himself is the proprietor. So we're here at Lord Nityananda's marketplace right now, you see. So let's see what happens when we go to the market. This is the Nittai Shopping Center. What do we do in this shopping center now? Let's find out what we do here. Boro mocho katatai shadamule shudanam sehateta bikai. Such wonderful things are going on in that blissful marketplace. So what's happening here? Bhaktivinoda will tell us. We cannot see with our mundane eyes, but there's something happening here right now. We can't see it. You may say, well, this is 500 years ago, but Bhaktivinoda wrote this not 500 years ago when Lord Nityananda was on the planet. He wrote this hundreds of centuries after Lord Nityananda's disappearance. Translation. Okay. Is it okay?
Yes.
So that means it's still happening right now. You see? It wasn't only 500 years ago. It's happening right here, right now, for those who have the eyes to see. Bhaktivinoda had the eyes to see. So now by hearing from Bhaktivinoda, we can also develop the eyes to see what's happening right here at Surabhi Kunj right now. And here's what's happening. Sri Nityananda Prabhu is selling the pure holy name wholesale merely for the price of one's faith. Now, as you all know, there's a difference between retail and wholesale. You buy retail, you get the markup of the vendor, you see. But you buy wholesale, that's a very good price. The manufacturer's price, you see. So here, you get a very good deal. You get wholesale price, not retail price, at this place. So we should be very eager. If there's wholesale price, very eager to purchase. You understand? If there's wholesale price, we should be very eager. This is a very good price. Jata bhakta brinda basi, jata bhakta brinda basi, adhikara deke, deke nama bheche dorokasi. Seeing the assembly of devotees eagerly waiting to purchase the holy name. Well, is that us today? Are we an assembly of devotees eager to purchase the name?
Yes.
Jai. So, here's what happens. When Lord Nityananda can see what's happening here right now. You understand this point? He can see what's happening here right now. Now, here's what Lord Nityananda does when he sees a crowd of devotees eager to purchase the holy name. Lord Nityananda first examines each one of them to test their qualification. Whoa. You are being personally examined right now by Lord Nityananda. What's there in your heart? So let's pray for our hearts can be pure. So let none will be pleased with us. Lord, Prabhupada, Guru Maharaj, whoever we pray to, please bless me, my heart can be completely pure now because Lord Nityananda is going to examine and test my qualifications now that I'm here in his marketplace. Then he sells them the name by bargaining for his price accordingly. What does that mean, accordingly? Well, according to your qualification, you pay a different price. That's interesting. According to your qualification, you bargain for your prices. Each one has their own individual bargaining with Lord Nityananda. That's the point. According to your qualification. If we're more polluting, we pay a higher price. If we're more pure, we get a cheaper price. So we should come with the utmost purity so we get the cheapest possible price. You see what I'm saying? If I came with all my lust, my anger, my greed, my fault finding, my laziness, my craziness, my envy, I got to pay a huge price. You see? That's, no, it's stated here.
I know, but Jagai Madhai got it.
There is some special mercy, even for us contaminated persons. That's a fact. Jadi namakin bay bay, jadi namakin bay bay, amar songe cholo mahajaner kache jai. Amar songe cholo mahajaner kache jai. Al Bhaktivinoda is calling out to us. He says, oh my dear friends, if you really want to buy this pure holy name, just come along with me. Wow. Does that mean we have to live in the time of Bhaktivinoda to come with Bhaktivinoda to the marketplace? No. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is not dead and gone. These acharyas, they're still living for those who have the eyes to see. So, let us beg Bhaktivinoda Thakur that he will take us to that marketplace, that we can come with him to this marketplace.
Yeah, we have come already.
Physically. But I'm talking about spiritually. Let us beg Bhaktivinoda, because Bhaktivinoda says, I'm now going to meet this Nityananda Mahajana. So now we should beg Bhaktivinoda that please, my dear Bhaktivinoda, take me with you to meet Nityananda Mahajana. Tumbe Krishna Krishna Tumi Kinbe Krishna Nam Tumi Kinbe Krishna Nam Dastari Loibo Ami Purnoha Bekama Dastari Loibo Ami Purnoha Bekama. Thus you will finally be able to acquire the pure holy name. So that means even if I'm not very qualified, if I come under Bhaktivinoda's wing, then I will acquire the holy name. The pure holy name, Shudanam. And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says, and I will take my commission. What does that mean? That means when you preach, you get a commission. When you give Krishna to someone, why do you think I'm taking so many disciples? You see, I'm getting a commission. The more you give Krishna, the more you get Krishna. So in this way, all of you should preach. Because the more you give Krishna, the more you get Krishna. That is your commission. Your commission is Krishna. You get Krishna as your commission. Yeah. I will take my commission, and this way all three of us will fulfill our desires. Now that's pretty amazing. Who are these three? Lord Nityananda, Bhaktivinoda, and you. You understand? Lord Nityananda, Bhaktivinoda, and you. All three of you get all your desires fulfilled. So in this place, Sarabh Bhikkhun, you fulfill all desires. By coming to this place in the right mood, every desire you of yours will be fulfilled. Boro doyala nityananda, boro doyala nityananda. Shraddha mate loyaden paramananda, shraddha mate loyaden paramananda. Sri Nityananda Prabhu is so extraordinarily merciful. Accepting only one's faith in the holy name, he bestows the topmost divine bliss. So that's all you need. That's the purchase price. The purchase price is if you have faith in the holy name, then you can purchase it here at Sarabhi Kunja. See, we've been chanting, all of us have been chanting. At least I speak for myself. I've been chanting for so many years that my chanting is still contaminated. You understand? So we're hankering for that Shudanam. You see. So here in this place, you can go from Nama Paradi to Shudanam chanter. You understand? Right now we're committing so many offenses. That way we're not able to experience Krishna fully. Our experience of Krishna is restricted by our offenses. You understand this point? But here in this place, if we come in the right mood, we can receive Shudanam, the topmost perfection. As Prabhupada told me, now just qualify yourself to see Krishna face to face. Here in this place, by the extraordinary mercy of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Lord Nityananda, we can come to that level of Shudanam. So it's not just a little, you know, stop on the some tourist thing, you know, touring some holy places, you know, having a few pakoras, touring a few holy. No, this is very high level stuff here. very high level. It's beyond anything you, even on Brahmaloka planet. This is a very high level place. Ekbar dekle chakse jal, ekbar dekle chakse dal. Goro bole nittai den sakala sambhav. Goro bole nittai den sakala sambhav. When Nittai sees a tear welling in someone's eye upon chanting the name of Gora. Wow. Gora! 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 If you had a tear coming in your eye when you chanted that, you get special mercy from Lord Nityananda. Huh? What did she say?
Artificial. It could be artificial.
Well, maybe Hollywood, like a Hollywood actor, you mean? If you have a genuine tear, not a Hollywood tear. See, actors, they can also tear on command. They know how to cry on this. If we have a Hollywood tear, then that's different. We have a genuine tear of love. Gora! 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 Well, what if we didn't have a tear? Well, someday we will. Someday we will. He instantly bestows his support to that person. Indeed, he bestows all divine opulences. So we can hanker, even if now we can't cry for Gora, we can hanker to cry for Guru. So that way, someday we will qualify. Then should the Krishna Siksha, Jati Dana Vidya Bale na Kare Apeksha, Jati Dana Vidya Bale na Kare Apeksha. Now this is the person who has the tear in the eye and chanting the name of Gora. This will give us encouragement to come to that level, you see. He gives that person genuine realization of the pure teachings of Sri Krishna, as found in the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. While displaying all this inconceivable mercy, he pays no attention to one's caste, material wealth, mundane knowledge, or physical ability. You can be educated, uneducated, you can be healthy, you can be sick, it doesn't matter. Does your eye tear when you chant Gora's name?
When somebody is sick, they can have tears very quickly.
Huh? What's that?
When somebody is sick, they will just go.
Being sick is an advantage sometimes.
But we are all sick naturally.
Yeah, we're all being hit by the miseries, is the fact. Amani chade maya jal, amani chade maya jal, grihe tako banai tako na take janjal. Grihe tako banai tako na take janjal. Now, my dear friends, Bhaktivinoda is so kind, he is calling us his friends, you see. Now, my dear friends, please reject all of Maya's entangling snares. If you are a householder, just remain at your home. If you are renounced, then just live in the forest. Either way, nothing more will ever trouble you again. Our Naiko color boy, Achandali din nama nittai doyamoy. We no longer need to fear the terrible age of quarrel, the age of Kali. For the most merciful Lord Nityananda gives the holy name to anyone and everyone, even to the lowest among men. So there's hope for us, low-class men and women here. There's hope for us, you see. Lord Nityananda gives the holy name even to the most low-class, dog-eater class, Chandala, you see. Now it concludes here. Bhakti-vino-dake-koi, nittai-charana-binnai-ar-nahi-ashray. Nittai-charana-binnai-ar-nahi-ashray. Bhakti-vino loudly calls out and proclaims to all, other than the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, there is no shelter. So we have to pray for that mercy here in this holy place. My dear Lord Nityananda, I'm just a rascal snake lower than the dog stool in the street. Please save me from my wretched lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, laziness, craziness, and envy. Please save me from all this dirt that's holding me back in material consciousness. please let me become fully absorbed in pure love for the name, pure love for you, pure love for Lord Chaitanya, pure love for my spiritual master, pure love for the Vaishnavas. Please, my dear Lord, bless me with pure love for Lord Sri Krishna and Srimati Radharani. Please save me, my dear Lord Nityananda, by your causeless mercy. May I now become delivered, totally delivered from all the contamination which has polluted my heart for millions and billions of lifetimes. So, any questions?
Yeah, your camera doesn't work.
Broken? It stopped? Didn't work at all?
Something with SD card is something wrong.
Didn't work at all?
SD card is something.
Did you get any pictures at all?
Sankirtan's phone.
All right. You have to send me those pictures. Give me the camera. So what does it mean to have faith in the holy name? First of all, you have to understand the first principle, that Krishna and his name are the same. Because Krishna is absolute, everything in relation with Krishna is also Krishna himself. If I say your name, Mahan Mahan Das, you may or may not be present. You and your name are different. But Krishna and his name are absolute. So when you say Krishna, Krishna is personally present. And if you realize that, you'll actually experience his presence, you see. So the first thing about having faith in name is to realize the name Krishna and the person Krishna are one and the same. That's the most important principle for having faith in the name. If you have that understanding, everything else will come automatically. But the most important thing is you remember Krishna, the name, the sound vibration, Krishna is the person Krishna. Any other questions? Yeah.
How do we increase our faith?
How do you increase your faith? Well, you have to desire. First thing is you have to desire to increase your faith. See, there's preliminary faith, that's called Shraddha. And there's firm faith, that's called Nishtha. The Nishtha stage comes after you're free from all the dirt in your heart. So by strictly following the regulated principles, without any deviation and chanting at least 16 rounds every day, faith will naturally develop. And if you also stringently avoid the 10 offenses against the holy name as well. These things, if you endeavor in this way and pray to Krishna to help you, then you will definitely achieve the Nishtha stage, the stage of firm faith. Which is, once you get to that, until you get to Nishtha, it's a struggle. Struggle to get up, struggle to do this, struggle to do that. We're struggling many times, you see, struggling. But once you achieve Nishtha, it's a downhill glide from there on. So we should really work really hard to get to firm faith, you see. Just like you're going from this city to this city, there's a mountain in the middle, you see. This is, you know, Sadhu Sangha, Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha, Bhajana Kriya, Anartana Vritti. Oh, finally you get here, Nishtha, then right. You see, once you get the Nishtha, it's a downhill glide. So you don't have to worry about getting to Prema, just try to get to Nishtha, firm faith. If you get to Nishtha, then the stages that follow that, namely Ruchi, Bhava, and Prema, they will, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhava, and Prema, they'll come automatically. You just got to really work hard to get to firm faith by what I just described. Yes?
So what are the reasons that our faith is not firm right now?
Because we're addicted to material sense gratification since time immemorial. We're addicted to false ego. We're addicted to selfishness, to greed, all these things. We're habituated to these things. Very deeply ingrained habits. That's the problem. That's why we have to learn, that's why we have to hear from the scriptures, from the spiritual master, from spiritual authorities, and follow the instructions very sincerely and carefully, not to make mistakes, to hear carefully and do what we're told by our authorities. Very important thing.
Bhajan, there was saying that we should cry for this. We should be very sincerely crying. But if we cannot cry, so how we can achieve this mercy?
Let me see if I got my hearing aid. No, let's see. I got my hearing aid amplifier down here. This may help a little bit, if I can find it. I thought I had it. Anyway, tell me again. I don't appear to have it.
It was said that we should cry for the mercy of Lord Nityananda.
Try for?
Cry.
For the mercy?
Cry for the mercy? It's very good. Like Prabhupada says, like a child crying for the mother.
But if we are not sincere, we cannot cry. So how we can...
Then you have to cry for sincerity then. If you can't, if you're not sincere enough to cry for sincerity, then try for this enough sincerity to cry for sincerity. Find some place, for you to find some love in which you can cry. Okay, so now there's a darshan here, and then we'll go to Bhaktivinoda. Thank you all very much. Sarabhi Kunja Ki Jai. Nitai Ki Jai.
Raghudeva Ki Jai.